Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, and this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. And welcome to May, everyone. Today is the first day of May. Hallelujah. And here in St. Louis, it's a nice, bright, shiny Sunday morning, and Pastor Mom is looking nice, bright, and shiny, too. Glory to God. Amen. So Pastor Mom's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
And lead us
as we forgive those who trespass
against us.
And lead
us not into temptation.
But deliver
us from
evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
And power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. And we're going to say our prayer. And we say together, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's read our scriptures this morning. Hallelujah. And Mom, say hi to everybody.
Hi, good morning, everybody. We are happy to be happier this morning.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we're going to go to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 95, 1 through 6. Let's read now. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read that together. And I just encourage you, read it with us. Let's read it together. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you've been here for a while, I think most of you have been, you know that the Lord has given us a charge. Hallelujah. And has encouraged us to look up his name, to find out his name, his attributes, his character, his nature. And so we've been doing that several different ways over the past years now, few years now. And now what we're doing is we're having a Pearls to Ponder. Amen. Every Sunday, Pearls to Ponder. And in that, we're talking about the names, the character and nature of the Lord and his attributes. So this month and each month, the Lord has given us a character, nature, attribute, a name of him. And this month, what we're talking about is soulmate. Now, that's a word that's not in the Bible. Those two words are not together in the Bible. But, you know, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And our mate is the one that God has given to us. So God has given himself to us, hallelujah, as the mate to our mind, our will, and our emotions. He is our soulmate. Amen. He is our holy soulmate. Glory to God. And Isaiah 38 and verse 17 says, Isaiah 38, verse 17 says, indeed, it was for my own peace I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. Now, I've been reading a book by this minister named John G. Lake, who and what he wrote was over 100 years ago. He wrote what I'm going to tell you about now. It's on in his book on page 46, and what he's talking about seems to define what I call a holy soulmate. He doesn't use the words holy soulmate, but it sounded so much like the definition. And this is my paraphrase of what John G. Lake said. We have found our holy soulmate when we are aware of being united with the Spirit of God, which has enlightened our heart, filled our soul with holy joy, and caused our very being to radiate with God's glory and presence. We are aware that what is in Jesus is real and duplicatable in us. When that happens, there is such a great change in our soul, because our soul has its mate. And our mate, our holy husband Jesus, is living, moving, and having his being in us. And Psalm 23 and verse 3 says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. And we're going to hear a little part of this song by Darling Check. And it's from Hillsong. Hallelujah. And it is called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Hallelujah. Amen. He is our holy soulmate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lover of My Soul. I know for some of y'all were just starting to sing that song. You can go on YouTube and hear it. It's called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Amen. And that's who he is. He is indeed the lover of our soul. He is our ultimate holy soulmate. Glory to God. And that was our pearls to ponder for today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Praise his holy name. Amen. These declarations have been such a blessing. Amen. And the more we do them, the more we'll get blessed by them. Glory to God, because they are the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. We're not there yet. Hold on a second. Job 22 and 28 says, Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And even as we go into praying this prayer, I'm perceiving something in the spirit. I'm just lifting up that person right now who's having some pain in their temple area in the name of Jesus. If it's a headache associated with it, or pain emanating from the ears, the nose, the throat, or even from teeth issues, Lord God, we lift that up to you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for removing that pain from them right now at the seed, the source, the Alpha, and the Genesis. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you, Lord God. You love us so much. You care about us so much. You would stop in the middle of a service to make sure that somebody is prayed for and taken care of. And we give you praise and glory for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If that was you, text me or press your number one key and let us know, that because I know God has touched you today. In Jesus' name, amen. So with our declarations, we know that this is the word of God. Hallelujah. And when we decree a thing, it is established. And that darkness that was around it before is gone, because now light is shining upon that situation and that circumstance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then where it says in Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So his word does not wither out. It does not fade out. His word stands. No matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is, the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can take comfort in that in the name of Jesus. And so let's say our declarations together. Repeat after me. No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will
prosper. For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the streams
of water.
Water.
Amen. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat.
Christ
has redeemed me,
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus
that
touches my body
dies
instantly.
In
the name of Jesus.
Every
organ
and
every tissue
of my body
functions
in
the perfection
that
God
created
it to function.
I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11. Genesis 1 and verse 31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. And I'll tell you something, what happened to me last week is that I was cleaning something. I had bent over, and I went, I bent over, but I didn't realize that right over my head was the a real sturdy towel rack. And so when I lifted my head up, my head went right into that towel rack. And it felt like it had gone in, like blood was going to be gushing out any minute. Because, you know, I had no clue that it was there. I didn't think about it. And as I was getting up, instead of going, oh, I went, the blood of Jesus is over this. This cannot set in. No injury symptom can set in. It cannot lay hold. It cannot go any course, but it must cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know all of these declarations that I stood on was right there, that we've been standing on all this time was right there. Well, I'll tell you what, there was not a bump. There was not a lump. And by the time I stood up straight, all the pain was gone. In the name of Jesus, I tell you what, the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, is alive and working well on the inside of us and around and about us. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We're going to say one more declaration, and I see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up the line for you. Hallelujah. I think you wanted to give a testimony. of something. So I'm going to open that up in a moment. Repeat after me. The peace of God.
The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent,
praiseworthy. Amen. 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 We're going to open a line for you, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Good morning, what? Apostle and Pastor Mom. Mine was when at the very moment that you were beginning to pray about somebody having a headache, immediately I began to feel like somebody was having some real severe problems in the chest. I'm talking about almost like a heart attack. And at the very same time that you were saying about the, I was praying along with you concerning whoever was going through in their head, but also whoever the enemy was trying to, because as we begin to pray, the pain went from the front of the chest to the back of the chest. I mean, to the back. And so I was praying. So I don't know if that's somebody else too, but I rebuke along with you, not only concerning that thing concerning the head, but also concerning that lying spirit that would try to imitate a heart attack. I rebuke that thing from off of them, charge and command it to leave them and not return in Jesus' name. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to tell you that I don't know if there's somebody else that was going through, but what God reveals, you said all the time, what God reveals, God heals. So he has revealed what the enemy was trying to do in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. If that's anybody that's on the line right now or you have been prayed for, you can press your number one key and let us know what was going on, something was going on in your head or in your heart, or you can go ahead and text me and let me know. Praise God. But we thank God, hallelujah, the Lord won't let you be caught unawares. He tells somebody. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, I'm going to leave your line open, so mute yourself. It's just me and Mom in case anything, God forbid, and, you know, if anything's needed. Amen. We'll let you know. But all is well. Praise God. Let's go now to our praise and worship. Hallelujah. Just a reminder, you know, today is the first Sunday of the month. So after we have our praise and worship, we're going to listen to some CC. Amen. We're going to listen to CC singing "The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power." And then after that, we're going to go into our time of communion. So if you don't have it with you, get your communion element and commune with us. We want to remember Jesus together. Praise God. So, you know, get your bread, get you some crackers, water, if you don't have some juice, and just prepare to commune with us today. Amen. Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me
Hallelujah. It will never lose its power. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for your blood, the blood that he shed for us on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to begin reading now from 1 Corinthians, starting at chapter 11, starting at verse 23. Pastor Mom's going to get us started.
For I have received as the
Lord,
the Lord said, which I deliver
unto you.
And the receiver
that the Lord Jesus the saint
same night
which he was betrayed took bread. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. For, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so we will pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just thank you and praise you for Pastor Mom. Thank you for the complete healing of her eyes, that her eyes aren't jumping all over the page and not able to read. And thank you, Lord, that she was able to see more today and read more today. We give you praise for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord God, your word says, hallelujah, that we should examine ourselves. Hallelujah. And so right now, Lord God, we examine ourselves by your spirit. Hallelujah. Shine a light on those things that are on us and that are about us and that we have done, Lord God, that has missed the mark with you, Lord. And when you shine that light on us, it's not for shame. It's not for us to feel bad. It's for us to lay it down before you, and it's for us to confess that sin. Hallelujah. Because you, as we read earlier, that you take our sins and throw them behind your back in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. So we do that now, Lord God. We look at ourselves and see the things that we've done, things that we left undone, the things that we said, the things that we didn't say, those things that are going on in our mind that are not good, lovely, and are of a good report, Lord, we lift all of that up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, according to 1 John 1:9, that says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we confess our sins, Lord God. We confess that, yes, we have missed the mark in the name of Jesus. We didn't want to miss it, but we have missed the mark on some things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you as we lay hold to your word that says that not only will you forgive us our sins, but you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we thank you, Lord God, the sins that we were confessing a year ago, we're not even doing those anymore in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that cleansing that only you can give. Hallelujah. So now, Lord God, we come clean, not in and of ourselves, but we come clean by the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. Hallelujah. And we come clean before you, Lord God, the presence of your glory, as we remember you today as we take communion. And we give you praise and glory for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you'll take your bread or your cracker right now and just lift it up or hold it up, Lord, we thank you for your body that was broken for us, for each and every one of us. And we take it now and eat it together in remembrance of you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And now take the juice, whatever you have, juice or water. Lord, we lift up this to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you shed your blood for us. And we drink it together right now in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your blood today. And we remember you. We remember what you did for us on the cross, Lord God. We remember that you died for us on the cross. Hallelujah. And the blood, yes, the blood and the water came streaming down just for us. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as we were praying earlier, when Pastor Price gave a word about somebody's heart, and that it moved from their heart to their back, and I was perceiving something around the temple areas. I'm not perceiving that right now. And I believe that what has happened is God has touched somebody's head. And I don't know, maybe that was a mental thing that he's taking care of. But we just thank you right now, Lord God, that you're touching your people, Lord. Hallelujah. and that this, what we just had together, our communion, is a meal that heals. We thank you that you are healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Things that are going on in people's hips, around their hips, around their thighs, in the joints, Lord God, we thank you that they're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up the ears, the nose, and the throat in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise for that. We thank you, Lord God, for digestive systems. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's touching digestive systems and those people who have gone through things like even diarrhea and constipation and even incontinence. We thank you, Lord God, for taking care of that right now. We thank you that your healing anointing, hallelujah, is on digestive systems, Lord God, that food will come in, food and water will come in, and will digest properly in the name of Jesus without any pain. Thank you, Lord God, for just going through generations, sending your healing, purging, and cleansing blood back through the generations of those who had people who've gone through generational constipation and also generational digestive system problems from years and years and generation and generations. Thank you, Lord God, for going back right now, sending your blood that knows no time or space. Right back to where it started from, the seed, the source, the Alpha and the Genesis, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. And even if what's going on in your body or even in someone in your family, if it's not mentioned right now, you grab a hold to it. We have a great God. You grab a hold to the healing right now in the name of Jesus because he is the God who heals. Glory to God. And His word says, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether that's physical, whether that's mental, whether that's emotional. Hey, Yabashanda. He said, whether that's emotional, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Indeed, indeed, without a shadow of a doubt, indeed, a legal term, indeed, I will heal you. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says, I don't care how little it is. I can still heal you. And it doesn't matter how big it is. How great and insurmountable, and what the doctors have said, still heal, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're going to go into our finances. And, you know, when we open up the line, if the Lord has touched you in any way, let us know about that as well. But before we go into our prayer for finances, just reminding everyone that this is Tag Team Preaching Sunday. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you have a scripture, you can read scriptures. If you've never even done this before, you can read scriptures if you like to. You have 5 minutes to do whatever you're going to do. So, like I said, you can read scriptures. You can read a scripture, have a subject, and then preach for 5 minutes. You can do that. You can read from your devotional, something that you have read, that the Lord has blessed you as you read it. You can share that with us. If you have a testimony, you can share that with us as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I always say, if you have a song, if there was a song that you wanted us to share, then I would have had to get that song by about Friday or Saturday. So remember that for the next First Sunday. If you have a song that you really want us to hear, amen, and you want to expound on it a little bit, please let me know about that, and we'll cue that song up for you. So right now, as we go into our prayer for finances and have our offerings, our tithes and offerings, you can begin to press your number one key and get in the queue. She's already had her number one key pressed, so she'll be after Pastor Mom today. So if she wants to be. And anybody else, please start pressing your number one key now. We're just going to go from one person to the next, and you'll have your 5 minutes. And we need to hear from you. Amen. Don't feel like, I'm not used to talking. It's Sunday. I just want to listen. We want to hear from you, okay? Amen. Amen. Please be led by the Lord. And press your number one key. We like to hear from you. Amen. It's only 5 minutes. Glory to God. All right. Amen. So let's go on to our prayer for finances. Amen. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me. Where I am not wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance. Help me to remember that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find
the perfect balance.
Between spending needlessly and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money not be stolen,
lost, devoured.
Destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it. So what I make
and what I have
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances, but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In
Jesus' name,
all I need.
Amen. Hallelujah. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App. Our Cash App is ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, 2E. Amen. And many of you have mailed in a check. Hallelujah. So you can give by mail as well and make the check payable to ESLCCC. And we're at 2800 Olive, O-L-I-V-E Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So we're going to pray now over those who are writing their checks right now, those who have already given via Cash App, Hallelujah. And amen. And then those who even gave as I was passing by, hallelujah, and sent in their offering. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers. You said that if we would just give 10%, hallelujah, try you on it, test you on it, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be so much that it would just overflow. We couldn't even receive it all. It was such an overflow. We thank you for that, Lord God. We receive that. And then with all of the overflow blessing, Lord, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money would not be lost, stolen, destroyed, devoured. Hallelujah, that we would have that money and be able to use it for the kingdom. So we just thank you, Lord God, right now that you rebuke the devourer for our, in the name, whatever direction the devourer tries to come in, he is rebuked in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. And then, Lord, we thank you for the givers. You said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you, Lord God, for the givers right now in the name of Jesus, for overflow to the givers, overflow to the tithers in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you that we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and that you will bless us as you have promised us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I was thinking of something. I was watching TV, and I think this guy, he was the president of the Virgin Islands, and they kind of caught him in the midst of corruption, and we just lift him up right now in the name of Jesus. And they were making a deal where he was going to help them to get $78 million worth of cocaine, I think it was cocaine, into the United States. And he told them, he said that he would help if they would give him 10%. So he pulled out his calculator and began to calculate what 10% of $78 million was. And, and then when he figured it out, he said it was $7.8 million. And then once he figured it out, he told him, okay, that he was going to go with that. And that's when they arrested him for doing that. And the thing that came to my mind, and I guess it's not really funny, but what came to my mind was that when he looked at $78 million, if he had been a tither, he would have known off the top of his head that it was $7.8 million. Come on, somebody. I know somebody can get this with me. When you're a tither, you know 10%. You just know it. You get the money in your hand. You get the paycheck. You know, if you got a check that says $1,400, you know that your tithe is going to be $140. You know, the more you tithe, the more you'll know off the top of your head what 10% is. And so, anyway, that just came to my mind, and I still lift him up in prayer, because as far as I know now, they've put him in prison. And he said, well, how can you do this? You know, he said he didn't have any money. He didn't have any drugs on it. How can y'all do that? Well, he was making plans. So, amen, amen. So we lift that up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So now, glory to God. Let's go to our, I only see Pastor Price with her number one key press. Okay. All right, I just see you. Okay, come on now. Press your number one keys. I'm going to play one more song as you guys are getting ready here, pressing your number one key. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah. 5 minutes. Amen. And I want to play one song here. And then we'll get to our sermon. Amen. Probably won't play all of this, but I'll play part of it. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Once again, he is our holy soulmate. He gives us joy. Joy in our soul. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on with our tag team preaching. Amen. I see we have three people, or four including Pastor Mom. On the list already. Amen. Anyone else? Press your number one key and jump on in with us. Hallelujah. This is fun. This is a fun thing. Amen. So I was thinking about, there's a friend of mine who says, you always pushing me. You're pushing me to do stuff. You're pushing me. And then another well, I was talking with somebody about that recently, and they said, you know, it's God drawing us. God is just drawing us. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm going to say that from now on. I'm not pushing you. God is drawing you. Hallelujah. God is drawing you and giving you an opportunity to share what he has placed in your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you're being drawn. Glory to God. Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're going to start with Pastor Mom this morning. And you know, Pastor Mom's word is that she has hid the word in her heart. From Psalm 119, 11, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so she has hidden the word of God in her heart, and we're going to hear, that Pastor Mom has hidden in her heart over the years. Amen. Amen. Let's hear this again. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We didn't even have to do any reminders in there at all. Hallelujah. We thank God that his word is hidden in mama's heart, Pastor Mom's heart. Amen. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. You're going to do Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
God is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod?
Thy rod and thy staff to care for me.
Thou prepare?
Thou prepare a table before me.
In the presence?
In the presence of my enemy.
Thou anointest?
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup?
My cup runneth over.
Surely?
Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we praise and we just thank the Lord. Amen. Amen for bringing that back to your remembrance. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light
and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid?
Amen. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Lord. See y'all praying for Pastor Mom. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Those prayers are doing much good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless me.
Bless his holy
name.
Amen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Trust
in the Lord.
With all
my heart.
Lean not
to your own understanding.
In all your ways. Acknowledge.
Him.
And he
will direct your path.
Amen. Amen. Very good, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Can we do a little John 14 and verse 6? I am the way.
I am the way. the truth and the life.
Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalm 118:24, this is
the day that the Lord has made. Let him be.
Let us rejoice.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
And be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And John 3:16, for God
so loved the world.
That he gave
his own begotten son, that whosoever believes in him,
but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. In Romans 10:9, if you confess with
your mouth
the Lord Jesus and believe
in your heart
that God has raised him
from the dead,
you
will
be saved. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to jump in before we go on and just say, you know, what Pastor Mom just prayed or just said, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. She hid those words in her heart because those words can help somebody to get saved. Hallelujah. And John 3:16, it says he loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, for us. Hallelujah. So that we would not perish but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know exactly what we need to do to be born again. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me. For those who need to be saved, you never prayed this prayer before, and even if you prayed this prayer before, you can pray it so that you can be prepared to pray this prayer with someone else so that they also may be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
I believe.
That when you
died.
God raised you.
From the dead. And I thank you now.
And I thank you now.
For forgiving me. Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And now I know. According to the Bible.
I'm saved.
I'm born again. And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank God for you right now. And we invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that you can learn and grow. You can also learn and grow by going to a Bible-believing church. So however the Lord leads you, you are free to do that. Amen. Amen. And please excuse me, those who are holding and ready for your sermons. I'm just going to do this very quickly. Remember, on Sundays you are invited. We all are invited on Sundays to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Now, next Sunday is Mother's Day. And we'd like to invite everyone, or all of the ladies, or if men are here, invite you to say something about your mother, to say at least one really wonderful thing about your mother. I know that's going to be hard to say one thing, but, you know, get at least one thing that your mother has taught you that you got really blessed by from your mother. So prepare for that for next Sunday. Amen. And we meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we have prayer. It's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we pray in tongues for volunteers. Please volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. We've had so many good volunteers, so you're free to volunteer as well. Amen. 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then after the praying in tongues, we have interpretation, and that's prophecy. Glory to God. Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, and this Wednesday, second Wednesday will be the 11th of May. We have our healing service, and the Lord keeps showing up. Praise God. And within the past couple of months, 17 healings have happened. Glory to God. And we have our elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda, who's our co-host, and praying for people as well. So we call it, prophetic healing. So mark your calendars for November. It's November. Lord Jesus, I skipped a long way. Wednesday, May 11th. Oh, the 11th made me think about November. Wednesday, May 11th, hallelujah, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, hallelujah. And that's going to begin on this Thursday. Praise God. We believe we know what it's going to be. Glory to God. So join us and check us out on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. God always has something good that we can learn and grow by. Amen. So that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Praise God. And now we're going to open a line. Anyone else, you can just jump in by pressing your number one key. Or send me a text and let me know if the number one key is not working. We'll start with Pastor Price. Your line is open. And then we'll go to Minister Amber and then Minister Joy. Those are the only lines that I see with your number one key press. And we have time enough for about 10 people. About 7 more people can come on. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle. Apostle, may my daughters go before me. Joy wants to be the first one, and then Amber, and then me. Is it all right?
That's all right.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Joy is going to come, and then Amber, and then I'll come after Amber. All right?
Okay. No problem.
All right. Here they are. Okay. I'm going back on mute.
Minister Joy. Down in my soul.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you well.
Great. Today's message is sing again. Sing again. Today's scripture comes from Zephaniah 3:14-20. That's Zephaniah 3:14. Sing, daughter Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. That's Zephaniah 3:14. Okay. Australia's honey-eater bird is in trouble. It's losing its song. Though once an abundant species, just 300 birds now remain. And with a few others to learn from, the males are forgetting their unique song and failing to attract mates. Thankfully, they have a rescue plan. The honey eaters, more precisely, play them recordings of the honey eaters singing so they can relearn their heart song. As the males pick up the tune and attract females again, it's hoped the species will flourish once more. The words of wonder. Martin Luther wants to have a few words with you. Luther loved congregational music and considered music next to theology and important. He also had no problem saying what was on his mind. In the forward to a collection of songs arranged for multiple voice parts, he wrote the following: "When man's nature ability is riddled and polished to the extent that it's become an art, then do we note with the great surprise the great and perfect wisdom of God's music, which is, after all, his product and his gift. We marvel when we hear music in which one voice is a simple melody, while three, four, or five other voices play a trick around the voice that sings its simple melody, adorned with simple melody wonderings with acoustic musical effects, thus reminding us of heavenly dance. We're all meet in the spirit of friendly cares and embrace." And here, Martha on Luther's passion for singing, because God himself is passionate about singing. God's heart is setting words to melody. It's evident from even the casual reading of Psalms. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Psalms 96, 1 through 2. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Psalms 47, 6. In just four verses, we're commanded to sing seven times. Also, the Bible contains over 400 references to singing and 50 direct commands to sing. The longest book of the Bible, the Psalms, is a book of songs. And in the New Testament, we're commanded not once, but twice to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to one another when we meet in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Why does God so often tell us not simply to praise him, but to sing his praises when we meet? Why not just pray and preach? Why sing? Why are God's people throughout history always singing? Why words and music and not just words alone? Why does God want us to sing? One reason is that God himself sings. In Zephaniah, God is over his people with loud singing. I'm going to read Zephaniah 3:14-20 in the Message Bible. It says in verse 14-15, "So sing, daughter Zion. Raise the rafters, Israel. Daughter of Jerusalem, be happy, celebrate. God has reversed his judgment against you and sent your enemies off chasing their tails. From now on, God is Israel's king, in charge of the center. There's nothing to fear from evil ever again." Verse 16 and 17 says, "Jerusalem will be told, don't be afraid, dear Zion, don't despair. Your God is present among you, a strong warrior there to save you, happy to have you back. He'll acclaim you with his love and delight you with his song." Verse 18 and 20 says, "The accumulated sorrows of the exile will dissipate. I, your God, will get rid of all of them for you. You carry those burdens long enough. At the same time, I get rid of all those who made your life miserable. I heal the maimed. I bring home the homeless. In every country where they were hated, they will be reinvigorated. On Judgment Day, I bring you back home, a great family gathering. You're famous and honored all over the world. You see it with your own eyes. All those painful parting turns into reunion. God's prompt. Now, the prophet Zephaniah addresses to his people in trouble. With so much corruption among them, he announced that God's judgment was coming. When this later came to pass, through capture and exile, the people too lost their song. But Zephaniah foresaw a time beyond judgment that God will come to the people, forgive their sins, and sing to them. He will take great delight in you, in his love. He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. As a result, the heart song of the people will be restored. Whether through our own disobedience and trials of life, we too can lose our heart song of joy. But a voice of singing over us, of songs of forgiveness and love, let's listen to his melodies and sing along. What happens when we sing? The first thing, music helps us to remember words. Ever notice how easy it is to recall hymns and sing grown up? I mean, and you sang when you was growing up? Or a TV jingle from 80s or nursery rhymes, Christmas carols or pop songs that you heard as a teenager stick for you for decades? In Deuteronomy 31, God himself used music to help his people remember his words. As Israel was about to enter the promised land, God instructed Moses to teach Israel a song so that when many evils and troubles have come upon them, this song shall confront them as a witness. It will live unforgotten in the mouths of the offspring. Singing can help you remember words. Along with helping us remember words, singing also connects the words we sing with our hearts. In every culture and age, music is a language of emotion. It expresses, arouses, and speaks to our feelings. Music is capable of moving in a subtle and profound way, in anticipating and unexpected ways, with or without words. As David played skillfully on his harp, Saul's troubled spirit was calm. In Matthew 11:17, Jesus referred to music that made people want to dance or mourn. God commands us to sing with thankfulness in our hearts to God. Our hearts should be involved because music is meant to affect us. If music is meant to help us engage emotionally with words, then most churches need to broaden an emotional range to the songs they sing. We need songs of reverence, awe, repentance, and grief, as well as songs of joy, celebration, freedom, and confidence. The holiness of God is important. Singing about God, his glory, his greatness, and his goodness. Vibrant singing enables us to connect truth with God seamlessly with passion so that we can combine doctrine, devotion, edification, and expression, mind, and heart. The good news is that God wants to use music and has even designed music to sing again, to break through our empathy and hardness of heart, and to help us engage emotionally with his word. Just like the honey eater bird, play them recordings of God's word so that you can relearn his voice and keep his song in your heart. It says, say this prayer. Thank you, God, for the gift of song. Loving God, it's amazing to imagine that you would sing songs of joy for me. I praise you and sing my own song of praises to you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Joy. Praise God. Praise God. And yes, I did notice that you went over 5 minutes, but it was still good. Amen. And it's not that many people on the line, But this is a good word. And, of course, this is, you know, after my own heart. You know, I'm a singer. And, you know, I mean, just to even hear about the birds in Australia, you know, losing their song. And I thought it was just an interesting thing that when they lost their song, they were not mating, you know, because the song brought the mates to them. That's very interesting. Amen. Amen. And it was so much in that. I really love that God does sing over us. Amen. I have experienced that him singing over me. Amen. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when he does that and when we sing together and then even singing the scriptures, you know, that's my thing. I sing scriptures, and then sometimes he'll lead me to learn them in Spanish as well. So thank you. Thank you. We can all sing again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Joy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Amber, and we'll try to keep it to 5 minutes. There's not that many people with their number one key press, so we may give you, you know, some more leeway here. Amen. Like we did with Minister Joy. But anyone else, you know, feel free. You know, don't just say, well, they got enough people. You know, press your number one key and jump in. And, Minister Amber, she'll be back in just a moment, I hope. Pastor Price, her
yes.
line dropped. Okay, so she's going to come back.
Joy, check it.
I was looking to see who else was on there, and I never clicked that button. Okay, I think she's back. There she is. Okay, great. Okay. Amen.
Can you hear me now?
Minister Amber.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I think it was me. They clicked you by mistake. Amen. So welcome.
Thank you so much. The title of my message today is God Provides, and it focuses on John 21, where Jesus not only provided the fish, but he cooked it and served it. John 21, 1-17 says that Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing. We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellow, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right hand of on the right side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciples Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to the shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the net to the shore, but they were only about 100 yards from the shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. So I love the scripture so much because not only did Jesus provide, he cooked the food and he served it to them. And that just shows the capacity of how God always goes above and beyond for us, providing for us and going above and beyond what we ask or even think. It says in Philippians 4:19,
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Psalms 34:10 says, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord will lack no good thing. And Psalms 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. So God will withhold no good thing from us. He will provide no matter what. And I just love that scripture because he goes every single step. And in that same way, we can do what Jesus does as well. Like, even when we feel tired sometimes and to do certain things, he meant every single step. We can do the same thing, too. And what I love about how God provides is he differentiates between our needs and our wants and still blesses us with our heart's desires. God is concerned with every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. And as the facets of his character are infinite, so are the ways that God has to provide for us. He has an infinite amount of ways that he can provide for us. Even if it's through least likely sources, he will always provide. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do more abundantly than all we can ask us, we can trust his goodness, his guidance, and to trust that he will always care for us and want to do great things for us. When we trust God as our provider, we don't look to the left or the right, we look to him, and he will touch our hearts on our behalf. We can always trust in him to know that if he's always on time, we don't have to worry, we don't have to stress, because he's already provided for us. And he goes over and above with his provision. He not only will bless us with homes and things like that, he'll bless us with the furnishings in it. He'll bless us with this and things like that. He goes above and beyond. So I just want you guys to know today that God's provision is still ongoing in our lives. It's never just one level of provision. He always goes deeper and richer in his vision for us. And we can trust God no matter what to always provide for us. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Minister Amber. God provides. Hallelujah. Amen. Just love that. You know, I've heard that scripture. I just heard it recently or just read it recently. And, you know, I'm so glad you pointed that out, that Jesus provided the fish. He cooked it and he served it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he knows our needs and wants, and he gives us the desires of our heart. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. You said a whole lot in a little bit of time. So thank you. Thank you for that, Minister Amber. We appreciate you. Amen. Before you, Pastor Price, we'll go ahead and have Minister Rachel to come on.
Glory to God.
Thank you, everybody.
Hi, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. God bless you all. I'm so encouraged. I did have a scripture. It was in John 14, verses 1 through 3. Oh, 1 through 7. It's called the Way, the Truth, and the Life.
Amen.
And it says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. But in verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? In verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In verse 7, if ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We're not hearing any chorus this morning with you.
I know the girls are taking care of a few things in their room and the boys.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, tell them
love
you said hello. Thank you for coming on, okay?
Okay. And God bless
Amen.
You all for all your prayers.
Amen. Amen. And let me do the praise of Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Love you all. I know some things are going on, and we appreciate you coming on, okay?
All right.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Bless you. Love you, too. And Lord, we just join our faith together with Minister Rachel and her family. We thank you, Lord God, for just touching their entire household right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace, peace, peace to each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. And we thank you, Father, for just unity all over the house, that they are unified by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we just say, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment, we do condemn right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for meeting them at the very point of their need right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So I see Sister Debbie. Praise God. Opening the line for Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie. Are you here, Sister Debbie?
Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Did you have the song queued up?
Oh, the song that you wanted? Okay. I'll have it
Leave
now.
Leave me, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Did you want to say anything about it before or after?
After.
Okay. All right. Here it is. What's the song again? Say the name of it.
Lead me, Jesus.
Amen. Here it is now.
Yo, mind if I take you back with this? Watch this. Lead me, Jesus, lead me. Everywhere I go. Oh, lead me, Jesus. Everywhere I go. Teach me every
Tremendous words and confirmations of what God had given me for this morning. So I thank God for that. I give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My heart rejoices today. The word that the Lord has given for me in these next 5 minutes is that God wants us to know too much about him to doubt him. In Daniel 11 and verse 32, it says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. There are challenges that every believer will encounter in this life. John 14 and verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? He says, believe also in me. That verse in the Message Bible says, don't let this rattle you. You trust God. Don't you trust me? Glory to God. Psalm 34 and verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. It says in John, and Jesus said in John 16:33, these things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. That is why it's so important that we know God. To know God is to be intimately acquainted with him. In John 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Someone said that it is the truth that we know and become intimate with that will make and force us to be free. I loved in the Pearls to Ponder today by Apostle who encouraged us to know the Lord, his name, his character, his nature, and his attributes. To know God as our soulmate, hallelujah. God has given him himself, Apostle said, to us as our holy soulmate. So remember, in Daniel 11:32, it says, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do. What does that word exploits mean? In different translation, it says, in the CSB Bible says, but the people who know their God will be strong and take action. When we know God, we'll be strong and take action. The CEB Bible says, but the people who acknowledge their God will stand strong and will act. Another translation says, the people who know their God will stand firm and prevail. Another says they'll stand firm and they'll prevail and succeed. One translation in the ERV says, they will fight back. Glory to God. They'll stand strong and they will fight back. When you know your God, you'll stand strong and we'll stand strong and fight back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One translation says that the people that do know their God shall prevail and prosper. In the ICB Bible, it says, but there will be some who know it, who know God and obey him. They will be strong and fight back. In the the Message Bible, it says, but those who stay courageously loyal to their God will take a strong stand. Hallelujah. God will give us a stand. In closing, God wants us to know him and to do exploits. He wants us to step out on him and his word to us. That's what my husband Joe would always say. You got to step out on God's word. When we know God, we're going to step out on him and his word to us. When I was younger in the Lord and was coming to know him through his word and through his promises, the Lord spoke to my heart that he wanted me to go around the world with him and to simultaneously write my first book about my journey with him called Traveling on the Wings of Faith. This was 40 years ago. God took me around the world, going from California to Hawaii, Tokyo, Hong Kong, India, Germany, London, to New York, around the world. Now, what is God asking you to trust him for? God wants each one of us to know too much about him to doubt him, to trust him, and to step out on his word to us. God bless each and every one of you today. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. And God wants us to know too much about him to doubt him. Amen. And the more we know about him, hallelujah, the less we'll doubt him, because we'll know too much about him to doubt him. Hallelujah. I was listening to somebody talking the other day, and they said it's time to that we're believing God for everything, and then we can doubt our doubt. Something like that. It's like, you know, doubt your doubts, but, you know, believe the word of God. Continue to believe the word of God. And that thought came across my mind that we need to know too much about him to doubt him. And that's been in the past couple of days that thought came to mind. So, amen. Amen. And I remember just standing there thinking, okay, I doubt what the enemy's trying to tell me about this, that, and the third. And I doubt that. I started naming some stuff. I doubt that. I believe God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Amen. We can feel free to doubt other stuff, but not to doubt the Lord and what he has said to us and the promises that he has made in his word. Amen. Because his word stands forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Thank you, everyone. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, who started us off today. Hallelujah. With the scriptures. And we thank God how you just said them so well, Pastor Mom. Amen. I didn't hardly have to jump in at all to kind of jog your memory. The Lord was jogging it. Hallelujah. We thank God for Minister Joy. And I'm just going to say to you, girl, you was right on time. Hallelujah. With that word, that was good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. And you'll probably hear that word again. And I think about Minister Joy. She preached, I think, a couple of weeks ago on the witness mark, and that's been all in my spirit ever since. It's just been in my spirit. And no doubt this thing will sing again. You know, I'm into singing. And the Lord has said that it's time for us to sing. That was last year that I even preached a sermon about singing. So, amen. Hallelujah. Minister Amber, God provides. Hallelujah. We thank God for providing. He provided the fish, he cooked the fish, and he served it. Now, that's provision right there. Amen. Providing. Hallelujah. And we can rest assured that whatever we need, he's going to provide it. Just like that. Amen. And hallelujah. We thank God for Minister Rachel coming on. John 14, verses 1 through 7. John 14 is a very special scripture for me. So this has just been quite a day for me. The Lord had me to memorize John 14. A lot of times I memorize things in song. That one I didn't do a song from it, but I memorized the entire John 14. And so whenever I hear it, it's just like a blessing. It's like a shout in my spirit whenever I hear anybody say John 14. Hallelujah. I think somebody else said John 14 today as well. Something from John 14. And then Sister Debbie, lead Jesus, lead me. Lead me, guide me, teach me, keep me. Praise God. That's good words for all of us. Amen. I just enjoy seeing Mama just moving her head around on that song. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Pastor Price, God wants us to know too much about him to doubt him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're getting ready to close. We've done our prayer of salvation. We've already done our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. And so we're getting ready to close now. Amen. I see area code 602. I'm trying to remember. I believe I know who you are. I'm going to open up your line. Area code 602. Welcome. Area code 602. You have your mute on?
I do. Yes, I do. Can you hear me, Queen?
Yeah.
Hello,
I hear
Mike
you. Jay.
Yeah, I was on mute. I was texting people, telling them, I'm sorry I got in so late. I know Ernest very well. You go way back. We was doing business back in the 90s, so that's how far we go back. But, I wanted to send a message of encouragement to all your listeners out there in radio land. God's not done with you yet. It's we just stepping in the almighty praises, and we walking in the prayers of our grandmothers. So I appreciate y'all having this broadcast and getting us up Sunday morning, giving us the word.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. God bless you. And have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Yes, you too, Queen. And the King.
Amen. Amen. All right. We are done here. Praise the Lord. If anyone else wants to say anything, press your number one key. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and close out. have Pastor Mom close us out today. Shout out to Sister Joanne. Good to see you. Minister Carrie, shout out to you. And we join our faith together and plead the blood of Jesus over your line, what was going on with your line today. Minister Mary, welcome. Praise God. Shout out to you. Pastor Mark, shout out to you. And then everyone else who spoke today. God bless you all. Amen, amen. And pray that you have a blessed rest of the day. I pray that your weather is just as beautiful as it is here in the St. Louis area. Amen. Okay, I'm looking for anybody else who's pressing their number one key. Okay, I don't see anyone else. So we're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Are you closing us out in prayer?
Yes.
You want to say anything about how people spoke today? You want to encourage anybody?
It was very nice to say.
Very, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One by one.
One by one. And one for another. Amen. Amen. And amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah. Love all of you all. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day.